fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 14th day of April, year of our Lord, 2021, welcome to the John Moore Show. If you want to volunteer to do the pledge, just send me an email. My email address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, it's an old saying. Here it is. In time of peace, prepare for war. I say again, in time of peace, prepare for war. If you didn't hear the roundtable discussion yesterday from 8 to 10 Central Time, the second 2 hours, I would advise you to listen to it. Jeff Nyquist gave a lot of evidence to demonstrate that we're right at the edge of World War III. We're going to start out with open lines this morning. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, I found out early this morning why the FDA has stopped the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, and that's because it is not an mRNA vaccine, and the whole purpose of demonizing and stopping the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines is to drive people to take the mRNA gene therapy vaccines. That's the reason. Now, they're all dangerous. What they're attempting to do is try to convince you that the Johnson & Johnson is more dangerous than the others. It's not. Not really. Not really. The Michael Yaden interview, it's listed on my website. Rarely do I watch a movie more than once or watch any video more than once. I watched this Michael Yaden video interview 3 times. I wanted to make sure I caught everything. It is so important to watch the Michael Yaden interview. It's on my website at thelibertyman.com. We now have 6 COVID update panels. It's panel number 1 at the top in yellow highlighter. at thelibertyman.com. I believe 48 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. I believe it's 48 minutes long. He's a Brit, and he was quite successful and remains successful in his chosen career path. Got to the point where he was a vice president at Pfizer and their chief medical director. Very serious credentials, to say the least. Very serious. As I was telling a young man yesterday, I said, men like this don't go public. They simply don't. Even if the information they have could save tens of thousands, if not millions of lives, if they put that information out, they simply don't go public. But Michael Yaden did the right thing for the right reasons, and he went public with his knowledge about the COVID and the COVID vaccines. So if you, please, if you haven't watched the Michael Yaden interview, it's 48 minutes, and I know I value my time. I know all of you value your time. This is worth your time. The value here is phenomenal. The value of educating people about the real science of what's going on. That's what Michael Yaden does. And he warns everybody to not take the COVID shots. Now, I should say this. He's not against vaccines in general. He supports what he considers to be safe vaccines. And given his background and his way he spent his life, I can understand that. I don't myself. I don't trust any vaccine for any reason. But if with that as a foundation to work from, he does say that people over age 70 who have health conditions to be concerned about, he does advocate they take the COVID shot. Now, why would he do that when we know that there's safe, effective treatments already available? I don't know why he would advocate that, except he's spent his whole life working on what he considers to be safe vaccines. So take those 48 minutes. Listen to what he says. You may want to do what I did. Maybe watch it two or three times. There's a lot there, a lot of nuances to what he says and how he says it. With everything we're facing, I still consider this issue number one. Issue number two, of course, is World War III. Now, yesterday, Tuesday the 13th, we had our Tuesday morning roundtable from 8 to 10, the second 2 hours, and Jeff Nyquist gave a long list of the evidence showing that we're right at the edge of World War III right now. Right now. So I already listed the importances equal to the COVID vaccine matter. They're both equally important. I was talking to a friend recently, and I was asked, John, when's it going to start? And I said, 3 p.m. tomorrow, which is kind of tongue-in-cheek, obviously. The World War III has actually already begun. We're already in the middle of biological warfare. That's what the COVID-19 matter is biological warfare, in case you don't know. I'm here to tell you that. Economic warfare, that's already taking place. Cultural war, that's been going on for decades. Nothing new there. But the shooting part of the war is not far away, in my opinion. I hope and pray that I'm wrong. I've been through one war. I don't particularly want to go through another one, especially here in my own country. For most Americans, most of the time, war is 90 minutes in a dark air-conditioned room with a bag of popcorn. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that any film you've seen, including Saving Private Ryan, doesn't come close to the actual horror and reality of warfare. It really doesn't. I started calling war organized insanity quite a few years ago, decades ago. It is, in fact, organized insanity, sanctioned insanity. So going back to the prepper tip of the day, in time of peace, prepare for war. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? It means making sure you've got all the a reliable proprietary source of potable water. It means you've got at least a 2-year supply of food and the means to grow food on your own. It means your shelter is capable of being warm in the winter without the power grid. It means you've got everything you need to sustain yourself for years into the future. And a team. Your team should be men and women that you've known and trusted for years, many years, that you're ready to trust your life with them. We got our first caller here. We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. Getting off of working an overnight double shift here and tuning in on the morning here. I have something to say about both the vaccines and the war situation real quick. This information we're getting about the vaccines is truly fascinating. I was just reading up about some of the differences between the mRNA vaccines and the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson. This interesting thing is the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson are manifesting the clots, you know, more immediately. But that's not to say that this can't happen further down the road with the mRNA vaccines, as, you know, they produce more of the spike proteins, and then in response to that, a body produces more of the antibodies. And I was, you know, put in mind of something Sherry Tenpenny said about the concept of transfection, whereby the spike proteins can attach to or glom onto native cells of the body, and then the antibodies would in turn attack those cells in an autoimmune fashion. And, you know, I can imagine that that process could well involve the formation of clots, you know, if bleeding ensues and then platelets cause clots. So that's one thing. And the other thing is, aside from the transfection of the spike proteins glomming onto cells, when they tested 55 tissue cell types, and 28 of them cross-reacted with the antibodies. So it would seem that the antibodies are going to be the same, whether they're from an AstraZeneca or a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, or from the spike proteins generated by an mRNA vaccine. It's just that the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson vaccines are having that effect more quickly. And I expect, this to become an issue. I'm half wondering if it might not be advisable for people to start taking 81 milligram aspirin. I'm kind of curious as to whether or not this is going to become a common recommendation, because 81 milligram aspirin was, commonly recommended, for people with potential heart disease, especially, from inflammatory process and that sort of thing. I believe they throttled back on that because of potential pancreatic problems, I think, long term. So, yeah, all this stuff is going on. And in addition to Sherry Tenpenny, and who was the other person you just mentioned you listened to several times?
Dr. Mike Yadin.
Yeah, Mike Yadin, yes. He's the former Pfizer exec and chief science officer. And now we have this other heavy hitter named Fielding, who's talking about the potential. You know, he's supposedly the guy who discovered the role of inflammatory process in body-wide inflammatory process in heart disease. And he's now talking about possibilities of things like, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob syndrome, as it's known in for humans, and which is spongiform encephalitis of the brain. I mean, talk about your zombie situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, if tens of millions of Americans suddenly become demented because of you know, folded proteins or prions that cause spongiform encephalitis, that would be truly horrific.
Well, it would be the end of our society is what it would be.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole, and then the war thing, real quick. I find it just in the past day or two, as I speak with people with whom I interact on a daily basis, it amazes me how nobody seems to know anything about what's going on with the Ukraine thing. They neither know nor care. You know, it's just amazing. And, you know, I can't believe they're sending these two missile frigates into the Black Sea after what happened to the Donald Cook. The Russians have demonstrated several times that they can, you know, take out our ships with EMP from these, you know, planes that fly over. And though they were the ships, when repaired, were supposed to be, you know, remediated for this to whatever degree, I can imagine they can turn up the gain on their little devices and zap these things. And Putin has given us two warnings in past weeks. Last week it was the underwater tsunami nuke that they could use, and this week it's that if any missiles are fired from these ships, he would sink them all. So they're not playing. He's being, you know, very, very, very straightforward in saying that, you know, unequivocal in saying that they are going to act against our ships if we get involved in this thing.
Well, of course they will. You know, the Black Sea over there is the equivalent of our Gulf of Mexico. It is right up against their country, right there.
Right, exactly. How would we feel if their ships were in the Gulf of Mexico? And somebody else pointed out that in order to traverse those shipping lanes to go in there, they have to request permission from Turkey in weeks in advance. So this has been in process, you know, for weeks, you know, for them to get the permissions from Turkey to do that. So
Turkey is a NATO country and is also a client state of Russia. It's quite a thing that Turkey has going for itself.
Yeah, they have the best of both worlds there. Yeah.
I'm not sure about that, but that is what they're doing.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, they're playing both sides, I guess, is a better way of saying it. But and it's just amazing some of the troop movements and things going on in both Eastern and Western Europe now, and then preparations for mass casualties and things like that. Yet the obliviousness of the people I talk to, it's like, oh really? Oh, I hadn't heard. Like it's just another day of saber rattling, and it's like, no, this is different, people. This is different. You need to wake up and pay attention. So all right.
Okay. Thank you, Glenn.
That's all I had, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Get some sleep. Your call number is 512-248-8252. It's been quite a few years ago. I was dating a young woman. She was a paralegal, a smart young lady. And when she found out I watched the evening news on TV, she thought that I was, because of that, I was an intellectual. In her world, the world she came from, a blue-collar America, anybody who watched the evening news on television was an intellectual. That's all it took. Pretty low standard, to say the least. Very low standard, but from in her world, that's what that meant. Now, the awareness of the average American is pretty dismal when it comes to geopolitical matters or even national matters, as far as that goes. I like to demonstrate the ignorance of Americans in general, I like to point out to a friend of mine, very dear friend. We've known each other for 30-something years and have a lot of mutual friends. He's a Air Force veteran, graduate of a 4-year brick-and-mortar college, and we'll get back to that story after the break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of April. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. They have a sale going on for the time being. Don't know how long it's going to last. Up to an additional $80 off, in addition to the normal $50 off when you get your EMP Shield device at my website at thelibertyman.com. Before the break, I was telling the story about my friend, great guy, graduate of four-year brick-and-mortar college. Got a bachelor's degree. Owns his own business. He's had as many as 8 and 10 employees at a time. He even wrote a book about his chosen career that was published. Married, a couple of kids, the usual profile. My friend did not know that there is a difference between a United States senator and a state senator. He didn't know that. Now, the reason I give his bio is because he's reached a level of education that is above and beyond most Americans. Most Americans do not have a four-year degree. He's been successful in his chosen career, owning his own business, published a book, a great guy, a smart guy, a well-educated guy. So if somebody with that background, with that bio, does not know there is a difference between a United States senator and a state senator, what does it say for the rest of Americans? What does it say in terms of their knowledge of the world we live in? We have a caller on hold here. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Morning, John. You know, you see these things all the time with people having an effects from the shots. And last night that came home to roost. My lady has a friend, 19-year-old girl, very athletic. She works with her from time to time, and she got sent a text message that the girl had gone and taken her shot, and then immediately started not feeling good. So I guess it took a day, and now she's really sick, and she claims she can't even get out of bed. And for some reason, she decided to contact my old lady about this. So this is really the first time that I'm seeing something, you know, close to home. Most of the time you see this stuff on the internet. So this one hit the bullseye. So I can only say what I can say about it, but I thought it was prudent to put it on the radio.
Well, we appreciate that, sir. Locally, we had a young woman in her 40s, a mom, a nurse. She took the COVID shot and was dead in a few days. Tragic situation.
Well, we're going to be praying for this girl, and I just wanted to let this story out there. Thank you for your time, John.
We appreciate it, Fred. Thank you. The call number is 512-248-8252. Video that's being circulated with the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, men with badges and guns, assisting the forced vaccination of youngsters in Los Angeles, youngsters who have developmental mental issues. It's barbaric. It's evil. It does exactly duplicate what the Third Reich did in the 1930s and 40s. It goes against the Nuremberg War Crime Tribunals and the Nuremberg, what's known as the Nuremberg Code. If you're under age 70 and don't have underlying health issues, the chance of you dying from COVID are about the same as being struck by lightning. They're very, very small. When I say underlying health issues, obesity, heart issues, lung issues, diabetes, probably some others, which is a lot of Americans, by the way, an awful lot of Americans. We're seeing young men and women in their 30s and 40s getting the diseases we typically didn't see until people were past age 60. We're seeing that a lot. We have a very unhealthy population in general. What in the world are we doing to ourselves? Why would it otherwise healthy 19-year-old young woman get the COVID shot? Why would she even do that? For somebody her age with normal health, you know, if she did contract the COVID, she'd be probably sick for a couple of days and then be okay. She didn't need this in the first place. Unfortunately, we can't unvaccinate anybody. Once you've taken the COVID shot, you're done. You're finished. Now, Glenn mentioned taking 81 milligrams of aspirin per day to help mitigate against blood clots. Well, there's a lot more to this than blood clots. Blood clots are an issue, no doubt. But when you take the mRNA COVID shot, your DNA has changed forever. That can't be undone. It can't be undone. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have
all right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. I had several inquiries about the Matrix book. It's on my website. I mentioned this on Doug Hagman's show. I guess I should mention it again for all of you who don't know about this. It's a research tool. If you scroll down the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com, It's in the middle panel, right next to the black and white photograph of Dr. Hardy Limebeck. Here's the title of the book, Matrix 3, Volume 1, The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness. 918 pages, out of print, long out of print. I have hard copy, ink on paper copy myself, 918 pages. It's something that will help you understand what's going on and why in this world we live in. What I suggest people do is send this PDF to your local uh, uh, off Office Max, that kind of place, and have them printed out on 3-hole punch paper, and then put that, make sure the holes don't get into the text, by the way, in the formatting, and then get yourself one really big 3-ring binder or maybe 2 smaller ones, and you've got yourself an excellent reference book. Used copies on Amazon typically sell for $300 plus, by the way, if you want to buy a used copy of the book. We're getting caught up on energy cleaner back orders. It's been a challenge, a fun challenge, getting these back orders caught up, getting them shipped out, the energy cleaners, the mattress pads that go with them. The times are ahead of us. I would not want to face them without an energy cleaner. I don't want to face normal life without an energy cleaner, let alone World War III. What you'll find when you're in combat is that sleep becomes quite precious. The ability to get a good night's rest will be so rare and so special that you will cherish it. You'll find yourself getting an hour here, 2 or 3 hours there, maybe 4 or 5 hours on a good day. That's what you'll find if you find yourself in combat. The energy cleaner will help you. It'll make those whatever hours you get much better and healthier for you. So get yourself an energy cleaner, a mattress pad to go with it. Help your arthritis pain at the same time. Everything's right there at my website where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. PayPal is wonderful. It's the most secure way to make any payment online. Why is that? Well, that's because you're not giving up your credit card information. If you want to send me a check, that's fine. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. And yes, always keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Here's that toll-free hour line twice, slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I must admit that when the round table was finished yesterday morning, I was a bit out of sorts. I really was. Because the evidence presented by Jeff Nyquist was so clear and so convincing to me. And I think it will be to most people who listen to it. I have my own Rumble archives. We have the Republic Broadcasting archives. So I spent part of the day yesterday after my show reviewing my own preparedness, going through a mental inventory of what I have, what I might need, and so forth. And I believe if you've not heard the roundtable discussion yesterday, the second 2 hours of my show, I would encourage you to listen to that. Jeff Nyquist is the real deal. And during the Trump administration, I used to say that Jeff Nyquist should have a workspace in the West Wing of the White House advising the president on the true nature of the international communist conspiracy. Well, it's too late for that now because we have the communists in the White House. And the last thing that they want is a patriot in there telling them and warning them about what they plan to do. So obviously that's not going to happen. So what does it mean? Warfare in the United States. I was talking to a friend recently, and I said, well, I don't know what the Russians and Chinese are going to do, but I'll tell you what I would do if I was in charge of attacking the United States. I would use my Spetsnaz troops. Spetsnaz is an acronym, by the way, SPETASNAZ. It's a whole bunch of really long Russian words. The Spetsnaz are highly respected within the special operations community worldwide as being very smart, very well trained, very tough, very dedicated. And they're here. They're here already in the United States, and I've already verified that personally. So what I would do with my Spetsnaz troops, I would have them assassinate local officials, chiefs of police, sheriffs, judges, mayors, principals of schools, pastors of churches, owners of good-sized businesses, all of whom would be looked at as leaders in the community. I would have them be assassinated. I would attack infrastructure, particularly two things, the power grid and telecommunications. Once the power grid goes down, most telecommunications will follow shortly thereafter. So the power grid would be the main target. I would do it in such a manner that it could be easily restored and rebuilt. The ideal thing, quite frankly, would be to attack the power grid by computer hacking, which wouldn't destroy infrastructure, but would knock it out long enough for them to accomplish their goal of conquering the United States, so with everything still being intact. I would use EMP weapons against command and control, United States military command and control, so that our command and control would be deaf and dumb and blind and make us more easily conquered. I would use biological warfare. Oh, I forgot. They're already using biological warfare. Excuse me. The initial onslaught would be barefoot peasants from South and Central America with AK-47s. That would be the initial onslaught. That was already wargamed out and planned in detail in Chicago 2 years ago this spring. I believe it was May of 2019 that meeting took place in Chicago. Every country south of our border except El Salvador was there. And they were wargaming and planning and making decisions. That's what I told my friend. That's what I would do. My friend asked, when's it going to start, John? I said, 3 p.m. tomorrow. That's kind of tongue-in-cheek, obviously. The sooner the communists make their move, the better off they are. Now, that was particularly true when Donald Trump was president, because Donald Trump was making the military incrementally more stronger and more powerful with each passing day and week and month. I think it's highly likely that the war would begin with an attack on Taiwan, maybe something in Germany also. We've got the Crimea, the Ukraine, that's an even more likely spot. To drain off, the purpose of that would be to drain off American military resources so they couldn't be here to defend this country. Now, as I mentioned to Nyquist about the possibility of Joe Biden surrendering, he doesn't think that's very likely. There are the possibility of the communists nuking a city or two is certainly very strong. Chicago, Los Angeles. They won't nuke New York because they want New York. Washington, D.C. is a possibility. If they nuke one or two or three American cities, I believe it's highly likely that the United States would surrender. Highly likely. Now, Jeff Nyquist will be with us the third hour this morning, and we'll be doing some follow-up discussions on what we talked about yesterday. I have a tremendous respect for Jeff Nyquist and his work. Tremendous. It's a very short list of men and women who sat across the interview table from KGB defectors, but Jeff Nyquist is one of those men. He is, seriously. So when Jeff Nyquist says something, I pay attention, and I would encourage you to do the same thing. You really should pay attention. Jeff is a brilliant gentleman. He does excellent research, and he writes about what he researches. I'm going to look at his website, jrnyquist.blog. I'm going to see what his current article is. It's a part six of a ongoing series, Grand Strategy, Part 6, 1941, Asia and the Pacific. And here's a quote from Ernest Topich. I'll give you the quote here. The efforts of the Japanese moderates to avoid a war with the United States were unsuccessful, partly because the attitude of the USA, and also that of London, which became more and more obdurate. When, under pressure from the army, the Kinoye cabinet agreed to military occupation of all of Indochina, the British and the Americans announced in July 1941 drastic economic sanctions. Japanese funds in the United States, England, and various dominions were blocked. Franklin Roosevelt wanted us to be in war with Japan so we also could be at war with Germany. A friend of mine, she was friends with one of Franklin Roosevelt's granddaughters. And here's a quotation from Franklin Roosevelt's granddaughters. The family's taken a lot of heat now that almost everybody knows that Grandpa knew about Pearl Harbor before it happened. Which, of course, is true. Of course, Franklin Roosevelt knew about the attack on Pearl Harbor before it happened. Here's what happened. The British Navy captured from a German submarine one of the Enigma machines, the German machine that did encryption and decryption, a mechanical device that did encryption and decryption. They were able to have that machine and intercept and decrypt all messages of the Germans and the Italians and the Japanese all during the war because they all use the same machine. So because they had that machine, they knew about the attack on Pearl Harbor before it happened. Now, once the date was given of the attack, John Kennedy's father was given the message and hand-carried it across the Atlantic Ocean and hand-delivered it to President Franklin Roosevelt. And Roosevelt made sure. Now, Roosevelt was Secretary of the Navy in World War I, by the way, so he knew about naval power more than most people. Roosevelt did several things. First of all, he made sure the modern ships we needed to fight World War II were safely out at sea. He left behind the older battleships that weren't considered all that much useful anymore, like the battleship Arizona. He left them safely docked at Pearl Harbor. He made sure that all the airplanes, now our aircraft then were basically canvas-covered airplanes with an engine, kites with an engine, but they were still aircraft. They had machine guns. They were parked in a circle with the engines facing inwards. And in case you don't know, airplanes, there are some airplanes that have ability to go backwards, but airplanes can't go backwards, and typically they can't, which would delay getting them ready for combat by a few minutes, and that's critical. The radar at Pearl Harbor, very modern, cutting-edge radar at the time in 1941, was turned off that Sunday morning. And there's lots more to it, but that's some of the highlights. That is some of the highlights. So we're about to experience another Pearl Harbor here. 9/11/01 is frequently regarded as a Pearl Harbor. In some regards, it was. There's certainly some commonality there about knowing about it before it happened, obviously. It was a... Our government was heavily involved in 9/11/01, by the way, in case you don't know. Because what happened with Building 7, for example, can't happen. Can't happen. It's amazing. I don't know. Obviously, we have tens of thousands of people listening to us this morning, and you may or may not be aware of what took place, what really took place, the 11th day of September 2001. Quite a few buildings were damaged and went down, including Tower 1 and Tower 2, but Building Number 7 went down also. In most of the 50 states, Building 7 would be the tallest building in the entire state. I don't recall specifically how tall it is. I think it's 48, 50 stories is how tall it was. It wasn't hit by an airplane. It had a few fires in there. The local Cub Scouts, not even the Boy Scouts, the local Cub Scouts could put out with some fire extinguishers, some broken windows, minor fires. That building went down into its footprint. It just collapsed into its footprint. Now, I have a copy of the 9/11 Commission report. It does not even mention Building 7. Now, if Building 7 had been brought down on September 10th by itself, it would have been one of the worst tragedies in the history of this country, with the fatalities that would have been associated with that, the damage, the death, the destruction, all the rest of it. But Building 7 is not even mentioned in the official 9/11 Commission report. Here's a break. Call numbers 512-248-8252.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of April. Real quick, before we get to our next caller, everybody listening to me, including myself, has had people they love die from cancer. Get the book, World Without Cancer, by G. Edward Griffin. World Without Cancer, G. Edward Griffin. and read it, follow the protocols to not get cancer like I've been doing for 30 years, and you won't get cancer. You can't get cancer. World Without Cancer, G. Edward Griffin. Our next caller is Dan Sutterfield. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Really good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I just got up a little later than normal, tuned in, and you were talking about Building 7. And I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but we're going to be showing that movie at the Phelps County Courthouse right here in Rolla, Missouri, this month. I was able to reserve that.
Give us a
go ahead, sir.
Time. A date.
Sure.
A time.
It's the 20th of this month. That's a Tuesday night. It'll show at 7 o'clock. And it's an amazing movie. It's only 45 minutes long. It's filmed like a documentary. And the guy that did the research on this graduated from the University of Missouri in Rolla, a Rolla boy himself, Dr. Leroy Halsey.
All right.
So they requested, various people requested he look into this, and after the third or fourth request, he relented and said, I'll look into it. And it's not political. It doesn't lean one way or the other, Republican or Democrat. He just looks at the facts, and it'll let you make up your own mind, and it's a pretty easy decision after watching the movie.
Okay.
So
well,
it's the Phelps County right. Courthouse, 7 o'clock right. at night, the 20th.
Outstanding. Well,
and it's
that's a
open to the
great
public
service. Great public service. It's free and open to the public, right?
Yes, sir. At the Phelps County Courthouse, Rolla, Missouri.
Is there an auditorium there? What room is it going to be in?
Well, you go in the very front door. The whole courthouse will be shut down, but they've got a public room there that'll seat 75 to 100. Got a nice big screen TV we're going to show it on. And you go into the very front doors, and when you're in the vestibule area between the double front door lock, it's kind of like airlock front doors. As soon as you get in that vestibule, you turn hard left, and you go into that side of the building. It'll be open. I'll probably have it open at 6:30 so people could mill around and talk. They do have some vending machines in there if you get thirsty, and, of course, the bathrooms are available.
Okay. That sounds great, Dan. We appreciate the call and the information. Thank you, sir.
Hey, by the way, that building fell in 7 seconds. It's been caught on video so much.
Oh, yeah.
47 stories fell in 7 seconds.
Was it 47? I knew it was about that number of stories.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
that
sir.
Was a massive building. Massive building. Yeah.
And it was built like a bunker so the mayor of New York could retreat there, him and his entourage, in case of social unrest.
Well,
it was
how
built
about that?
Extra
Dan,
strong.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate the call. We got a top of the hour break.
Thank you, John. Bye bye.
With Professor McCanny. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.